Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to King of the Hell Podcast. I'm Mike.
And I'm Rusty.
Rusty, it's Friday.
It is Friday. That ain't right.
That ain't right, Friday. And we're filming this one for some unknown reason.
Yeah, we're filming it. We're going to start trying to get a bunch of content for YouTube, I guess.
Yeah. We'll try. We'll see what happens. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So today, I've got kind of a potpourri of things to talk about. Yeah. First and foremost, let's talk about, I don't think I have the one with the people in it. Yeah. That one? Do I?
This one
here? I got a lot of paperwork here. No, I got that, and I've got this one. I don't think I have this one. Do you have two of those?
Do I have two?
No. You just have one. What'd I do? I got to find out. Oh, there I am. There's my paperwork. Go. Okay. So we got three things to talk about here. First and foremost, let's go over some
comments from YouTube.
Comments from YouTube.
Yeah. So our YouTube, I got to pull up an email too, because I got an email from a guy. I got a comment from a guy, and then I told him he needs to email us because I'd be interested in hearing what he's got to say.
Oh, yeah. So that one I think is in
us.
Here.
Yeah. He ended up emailing us.
So I'm.
His name is the Joe Ham One guy.
Yeah, he's the first one up there.
Yeah.
But what I want to do is I'm going to go backwards. I want to start with the older one.
Okay.
This is from, I guess this will be.
And I think I know why that person said what they said too.
This will be 9 days ago when you hear this.
Yeah.
This is for season one, episode 12, Plastic White Female. And the comment is from Douglas Manning 4072. And he says, AI shit.
And the reason why he said AI shit, I think, because I listened to that episode, I was like, why did he say AI shit? It was when we used to have the, because whenever I got the files from you to upload for season one, it was the whole ad run and everything like that, because I ripped I think the first season.
Got it.
So it had the ad at the beginning, and he thought the ad was just AI shit is what he thought.
That's funny. All right, so another one from 9 days ago. It says, intro is far too long. This comes from Christopher Knowles.
Christopher Knowles.
Yeah. Don't care.
Appreciate that, though. It is what it is.
Intro is what it is, man. It's
the whole point of it is showcasing an artist that we like.
Flametrick Subs.
Flametrick Subs. They just lean into the song.
Man. Just lean into it. It's a good song.
It's a good wind up for a show.
First one from Joe Ham One,
and that's the email that I have here. He gave us a good story.
This would be about 8 days ago. It says, number two favorite episodes for me. He's talking about season two, episode 6, Husky Bobby. And then he says number one is Living on Reds, Vitamin C, and Propane.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's from.
I'm not sure what that means.
That's got to be an episode.
But we'll skip the next three, and we'll go back to Joe real fast so I could knock him out.
Gotcha.
So he left us another comment on season two, episode
15. By the
15.
Way, thanks, Joe.
Yeah, appreciate
Seriously.
It, Joe.
Seriously.
And we're going to hear more from Joe.
This is season 2, episode 15, 3 days of the condo.
Yeah, and it says, this was such a great episode. I missed the good old days when new episodes would come out after The Simpsons. It used to air on Sundays after
that was great.
It was football, Simpsons, King of the Hill. TV was off for me after that. I didn't care. In my opinion, all the classic episodes are unbeatable, but I really feel like the show started losing it once Lucky got introduced. And it sucks because I really love Tom Petty, but the show wasn't the same after that.
Sure.
Anyways, love your dedication, boys. Okay, well,
thank you.
There's another comment I think he left somewhere that we missed here.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not that's
but right. He said something on a comment somewhere. I don't know if we're missing it.
It had to be older then, because I just went back to
a certain. Yeah, you went back to a certain. Yeah, see, it is older then. There was something he said. So Joham left one 8 days ago, said, so I clean pools, and when I used to clean the assistant director of the Simpsons pool, he got him hand drawing of Dale holding a pool net, wearing floaties and scuba fins, smoking a cigarette,
signed
and addressed to him. So this is the story. So he emailed me with a story because I said I would love to hear
that's
it.
That's
wonderful. So morning, boys. So as I mentioned in my comment, I clean pools in SoCal. This was out in Santa Clarita about 15 years ago. He used to clean Matt Torres's pool, who was a guy who worked on The Simpsons. He said he mentioned how he grew up with the show, but how much he loved King of the Hill instead of The Simpsons. So he told him, of course they are all in the same studios, he said he knew all the guys who were animating King of the Hill and asked him who his favorite character was. And of course, a lot of people's favorite character is Dale Gribble. So he said that he'd get him a custom drawing of Dale, and he offered to let him come down to Burbank and go to the studios. So he took him up on the offer, and he went with his little sister, and they gave him a tour of the studios. They showed us the particular episode that Matt Torres was working on at the time was the crossover between Futurama and The Simpsons, and he was drawing Bender in the living room of The Simpsons on the digital art board.
Yeah.
He said he took a bunch of pictures with all the KOTH guys, but he's lost those about 5 phones ago, and he's bummed that he can't track those down, which I'd be pretty bummed too.
Yeah, okay.
But he had a cool picture of him standing with the boys in front of the fence in the alley. Anyways, the signed picture is at my grandmother's house, so next time I go over there, I'm going to pull it out and send in a picture so you guys can see what I'm talking about.
That's
cheers.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's
so
great.
We appreciate
Thanks, Joe.
We appreciate that, Joe.
All right, and then we've got one that it looks like about 8 days ago. Says this is from Beastman Review 009. Great podcast channel. I got a ton of old promo stuff for KOTH that Fox put out when they were getting ready to air it. There's a bunch of advertisements for the show, and some were from TV Guide, which TV Guide used to be a staple for me. This is specifically left as a comment on Season 2, Episode 4, Halloween. And I got to tell you, Beastman Review 009, we would love to see some of that stuff. If you want to send us some pictures, that'd be great.
I left that on a comment too, so he has our email.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
He hasn't emailed me. I don't know if he's seen the comment, but if you're listening to this and you see the comment, go back and check out our email and email me some of the stuff that you have so we can check that out. And
okay, I'm
going to
skip over this one that was 8 days ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to one that was 7 days ago, and then we'll go back to that one. This is from OG Tooms, T-U-M-E-S. It just says, brandish, 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 which I'm assuming is a reference to something that is said in Season 2, Episode 3, Arrowhead. I guess they're talking about like brandishing weapons or something.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is either. But OG Tooms, thank you. Appreciate you leaving a comment. We'll take your comments, good or bad. Doesn't matter.
That's kind of crazy. Whenever I type in to go straight to it,
it goes straight to that episode. So obviously it's a quote from there.
Yeah. No. Whenever I type in. The website that we use or whatever, it went straight to that one.
I
looked at it. That I think it's because whenever I load it in, I did it on this episode.
It probably kept your populates it,
but it doesn't say anything about brandish.
So that's
not a line. In
the
that
last
show.
One, a little bit long.
I don't know what that is.
It's 8 days ago, Season 2, Episode 4, Halloween. Again, another comment. This one's from Finch Borat. It says, I watch the episode every year for Halloween. Again, talking about the Halloween episode. Even though I never ran into or heard any Junie Harper-like people growing up, He says, and I was at Catholic school during my elementary years, and they had no issues with things like Pokemon or Harry Potter. They even had a Halloween carnival with a haunted house. So he goes, every year until the school closed. Well, maybe that's why they closed.
Yeah.
I went to a school kind of like that. It was Baptist, not Catholic, by the way. And we were not allowed to celebrate any of that stuff. We had a house, though. Oh, shit, I'd forgotten all about this until I brought it up. We had a haunted house, and maybe I've told this story before when we covered that one, but we had a haunted house in the Baptist church I was in.
Oh, okay.
But it was more like one of those where you go and you see, it was just like Junie's, honestly, but worse, because yeah. It would be like, look what abortion has done to this person, you know, and that yeah. kind of stuff. But I remember there was a guy in the church that thought it'd be funny to bury himself and then pop up out of the dirt at people.
Oh, yeah.
He put too much dirt on him and started losing feeling all over his body, and they had to dig him up, like, right in the middle.
Oh, my gosh.
In the middle of the whole thing.
That's awful.
Yeah, I can point the house out where that happened. Anyway, Fort Finch Borat, we've seen a bit of a role reversal over the last 25-plus years. We've gone from dealing with people being scared of supposed demonic activity at Halloween to people complaining about offensive costumes and supposed cultural appropriation at Halloween. Remember, all of those are words, okay? It's one thing if someone is doing blackface or going to a very controversial figure, or couples doing something highly questionable, i.e. an illegal and Border Patrol agent, cop, knows what, whatever. And I get his point. You know, those are truly offensive costumes.
Yeah, for sure.
He says, another thing if you're wearing a sombrero and poncho or dressing up as a samurai. And I think there is a line there. We happen to just live in a culture right now that
and the funny thing is, about that cultural appropriation thing, the only person that gets mad about it is white people. If I dress up as a gaucho with a sombrero and a poncho and all that stuff, there's not I was an illegal immigrant. So as cliche as it might sound, just because I was an illegal immigrant, there is a lot of friends that I had growing up who were also illegal immigrants. And if not illegal immigrants, they were Hispanic. So there's no Hispanic person that I know personally that would be offended by anybody wearing a sombrero and a poncho and stuff like that for Halloween. And I mean, if they're doing it, you know, all year long, I don't even think they'd be mad then, because a lot of cultures don't see it as cultural appropriation. They consider it cultural appreciation.
Yeah. I taught in highly Hispanic schools for many years, taught art and robotics and rockets and stuff.
It's appreciation.
Like that. And they do not, none of my kids cared. Number one. And number two, all those kids talked about was race all the time. Yeah. Always making fun of it and all this stuff, you know, between the black kids, the Hispanic kids, and the two white kids that were in the school. I mean, they would make fun of each other all the time based on race. Yeah. And, you know, it got to a point where you have to tell them to stop because you're afraid it's going to boil over into something else.
Something else.
But it was never like, oh, my God, you called me brown. Or, you know, it just never, it was never that way.
I got another comment.
Again, like you say, it's white people.
Yeah. It's usually white people that are getting mad about nothing. But I've got a couple of more comments that I wanted to read to you. So we've got CA Pam 15. So this is going to be my next Listen to at Work podcast. And then you've got Art Angeles M. Love the commentary, guys. Mike sounds like Tim Conway Jr. I thought you would like that. I wanted to make, because I was looking through ones you printed off and it wasn't
that's
on there.
That's fantastic.
And then we've got one right here.
coming soon, Dwarf 2.
What in the absolute fuck? And then I commented on there, blah. And then he said, right when I thought I've explored the deepest depths of the interwebs, I stumbled across a show that literally breaks down every single frame of a Mike Judge cartoon in painstaking detail. At least y'all found what you love.
That's right, man. Thank you. Yeah.
I appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, and scroll back up just for a second. I do want to point out one thing in your post here, Mr. Marty 8573. It says, stumble acrossed. It's two words. That's one word.
Yeah, stumble acrossed.
It's acrossed.
Acrossed, yeah. Somebody posted, love this episode. Rusty Shackleford 3320. Love this episode.
Oh, that's great.
And then we just had Craigalicious just posted the N-word. I'm not sure what
that's
sucks. About.
Yeah.
And not the actual N-word, just
right,
the N-word.
The letter N and word.
We got some from Artie.
Go back up for a second. There's one... from, read that name.
Oh, LB Queen L114. I'm so here for this, Heart King of the Hill.
That's just, that's great. Love it.
Awesome. From Ghost Tiger 84. Arseny the God. This is dope as fuck. Keep it up. Valcor 73. Where's it streaming? XX the Ultimate Warrior. I have grown XX up on this show. And currently rewatching it, plus office space is a prerequisite before you work at my job. Because every day you see me, it is the worst day of my life. And that's it for all. That's I pretty much read them all.
That is wonderful, guys. Keep
all the most recent ones that I haven't seen. Yeah.
Please keep them coming. About.
But we appreciate all the comments.
We'll
and,
take them good or bad, man.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Love it.
Okay, so let's transition to one other thing here.
Oh, the new TV shows. Or
yeah,
whatever.
This is from Mike Judge and Greg Daniels, and we have talked about this show before.
We talked about a couple of shows that he's done because he's got as a man who hasn't ever missed.
Yeah.
In anything that he's done, I don't think he's had he's missed yet. Like we said, there might be some movies or stuff that he's missed on.
Sure.
But as far as anything that he's ever created for primetime television or TV or anything like that, he's never missed. So he started his company, and now you've got him. He's going to be having shows on Netflix, Hulu, Paramount, HBO, Adult Swim orders this show that we're going to talk about here.
Yeah, that's the one I want
to
talk about.
So the show is called Common Side Effects. It's actually from Joe Bennett and Steve Helly. Steve Helly worked on American Dad and stuff like that. And it's going to be executive produced by none other than Mike Judge and The Office fame Greg Daniels.
Yeah.
They announced it at the Annecy International Film Festival.
Yeah.
So it's
going
to delve into the complex reactions to the revelations of the mysterious elixir of life.
Says Common Side Effects follows former high school lab partners Marshall and Francis, who begin to unravel a conspiracy involving Big Pharma and the federal government to suppress knowledge of a rare mushroom that may hold the key to curing all the world's
diseases.
Have
you ever heard that conspiracy theory, though, about mushrooms and how they're...
That's a real thing?
Well, because the way mycelium works is a lot of it's underground and they all connect to each other. So they have mushrooms, even though there's each tiny little sprout, is it's all one mushroom underneath the earth kind of thing, and there's massive mushrooms, if you will, like that spore off all these little spores. So that's one of the things that they say, that fungi is a like integral part, like a huge part, because it eats all the dead stuff and stuff like that. So there is like this elixir of life kind of like conspiracy theory with that's why you get all these mushroom heads and stuff, like all these Jerry Garcia fans and stuff out there that don't just use mushrooms as the psychedelic part of it. They go and look through for all the mushrooms, and they pick all the mushrooms and see what all the mushrooms could do, good or bad for you. And it's funny because Texas actually has one of the last largest old growth forests.
Really?
Up in the east,
Texas?
Up in the northeast part of Texas, around that area, northeast, central east Texas. And it has the... I want to say it has one of the largest varieties of mushrooms in the world because it is an old growth forest.
I have never had a great experience with mushrooms. I love to eat them, but taking them, that's a different thing. It just always made me feel drunk. That was it. I never saw any little people running around or anything.
Well, I never saw any people. I never saw any. Well, you might not have took enough. I've never seen any people, but I've had some really, really crazy experiences. So last year on my birthday,
When's your birthday, by the way?
August the 6th.
August 6th.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a buddy.
Mine is May 4th, so it's coming up.
Yeah, May 4th. Yeah, May the 4th be
Do
with
not
you.
Say that.
Oh, my dad's is the 3rd.
Yeah, there you go. My daughter's is the 6th.
Oh, wow. I have a friend that I used to get mushrooms from, and he was like a mycologist. He was like really deep into the hobby.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
mycologist.
He would take them and grind them up and then put them in capsules for you, so you'd have just like a bag of capsules instead of a bag of mushrooms. And I took in four of them on my birthday.
Yeah.
And my birthday coincides with the family member's birthday. So it's a kid's birthday party we're at. And they hit me like a ton of bricks.
Sounds safe.
Yeah, they hit me like a ton of bricks. And we had to leave the birthday because I was like, it's my birthday too, goddammit. Yeah. And I ended up having a bad experience that day. And I was in the bathroom. And I was laying in the tub, and I had the water on.
Your bathroom.
My bathroom. Okay. I made it home at
like,
this point.
Like no, no, no. Peter Piper's
I wouldn't
bathroom.
Have, I wouldn't have had a Peter Piper bathroom. Yeah. No, we were actually at a family member's house is where it was at.
Sure.
But I left and get home, and I'm just like pouring sweat, and I feel like I'm in hell. That's literally where my mind is at. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, this is supposed to be what hell feels like.
Yeah.
And I get in the water, and I lay down in the water. It's like an oasis. And every time I'd lift up out of the water, because we had to go to my parents' house for dinner because my mom's cooking my favorite dinner that night.
There you
go. So I'm like laying in the tub.
Spam and Velveeta.
For like 3 hours to like chicken cacciatore is actually what she makes. It's so I'm sitting there like dying.
Chicken cacciatore?
Yeah, it's my favorite dish my mom makes. Yeah.
How does she make it?
Carefully. I'm not sure.
Like
it's
that.
That's the thing is she's given the recipe out to my friend's mom. Because my friend's mom liked it and she wanted to make it.
Yeah.
But I've eaten my friend's mom's version of what my mom does, and there is zero the same.
You know,
and I asked my mom why. It's because she said, because I don't measure.
Well, you know, the vital ingredient that's missing. Love.
Love. Or my mom's hair.
Your mom's
that's
hair.
It's like a wad of my mom. Not a wad, but
I like that.
A string of her hair. Well, that's the thing is home cooked meals. Like if you have never accidentally eaten a piece of your mom's hair, you've probably not ever had a home cooked meal.
That's probably true, yeah.
Because
I think we eat a lot of hair and spiders that we don't know about.
Yeah. Well, I've eaten a lot of my mom's hair for sure.
Yeah.
So this common side effects.
It's a weird thing to say.
Yeah, well, I mean, not on purpose.
I get you. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I just, you know, if you come into this out of context, you're just the first thing you hear is I've eaten a lot of my mom's hair.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. So tonally, this is not like nothing else in animation right now. So we knew immediately that common side effects belonged on Adult Swim.
So the two things that I want to mention is. Mike Judge and Greg Daniels, great. That's fantastic. I think you're right when the guy from Adult Swim says there's nothing like it right now, and you've got a great team working on it. But the two people I want to point out here is Joe Bennett.
Joe
Bennett. He did a bunch of stuff for Cake. Have you ever seen any Cake?
No, I haven't seen that.
So FXX ran an animated show called Cake, and it also had live action stuff in it. It reminded me of
his animation style is this right here.
Yeah.
This is his.
It reminded me of the old days of like Liquid Television and stuff like that on MTV.
Yeah.
Cake is weird, but it's
I have to put that on my never-ending list. I just started a rewatch of – I never really watched the entire series as a kid.
Which one?
I've watched a ton of episodes of it, but I've never seen them in sequential order. Gargoyles.
Oh.
I just started Gargoyles from the very beginning episode.
Right?
Man, that show is phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah, I really didn't realize how good of a show it was. Because the very first episode is a five-part series. So it's five episodes. It's
like
the
a
first
whole story arc.
And it's called The Awakening.
Huh.
And it's about like how the gargoyles got to modern times and all this stuff. It's pretty good.
The other person I want to point out on this is Steve Haley.
Haley. American Dad, yeah.
Yeah, he did work on American Dad, but the things I really want to point out is that he was co-executive producer for Veep. I don't know if you've ever watched Veep.
That was a vice president show, right? Or whatever on HBO.
Fucking phenomenal show. Yeah. And then he was a producer / writer for The Office and 30 Rock. So
he's familiar.
As far as I'm concerned, he can do no wrong.
Well, yeah, so he's familiar with Greg Daniels' game then. Yeah.
Speaking of Greg Daniels, let's talk about this last thing here. This is from Hollywood Reporter, April 19th, so real recent.
They're doing a follow-up series, right?
So
for
The Office.
Yeah.
Coming back. It is, they're developing the Office universe. And so this is a series that will be in that same world, but about something completely different.
You know, as a fan of The Office, you know, it really just like disgruntles me about the everything to do with The Office is that the UK Office didn't last any longer than one season.
Well, I think that they did some follow up. Like long episodes, they do a Christmas one and stuff like that.
Because honestly, one of my favorite modern—I guess you call it modern—he's probably not so modern anymore because he's kind of older now. But Ricky Gervais is one of my favorite.
Oh yeah, he's fantastic. He does great stand up.
Great stand up, but the shows and stuff that he produces or is part of because he did The Office. Like he's the guy who created what The Office. I know that.
Oh yeah.
I know he didn't make the U.S. version, but the first season is damn near verbatim the first season of Office in the UK. There's a lot of the same jokes. There's a lot of I think pretty much almost verbatim, not word for word, because they take away all the British slang and put American slang in. But the first episode, I'm pretty damn sure, is almost a photocopy of. But it's his kind of thing. He did one where he was a special needs guy in an old folks home or something.
I used to watch that. Called. It was pretty good.
That was a phenomenal show. I can't remember what it was called now. Derek. It was called Derek.
Yeah, Derek. Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant, the giant tall guy. Those are the two guys that were behind the original Office.
Stephen Merchant, then they
both were executive producers on the American one. So they did help shape the formation of that show. And then in one of the later seasons when Michael leaves,
he's in Derek too. Yeah, mm-hmm. They're like comedy buddies. Yeah.
But in one of the final seasons when Steve Carell is leaving, he finally meets Ricky Gervais in the elevator.
Oh, never mind. He wasn't in Derek.
Which is really great.
But I know who he is.
So anyway, this is a new Office spinoff. We're hoping that it's good. My daughter does not think it will be.
We'll see.
I got you.
I don't know. I feel like when people, there's a new rendition of something that you've enjoyed for a really long time comes out.
Sure.
I feel like everybody's skeptical. Because if you could go, like we've been doing with King of the Hill, you can go through everything and find somebody who's skeptical about the return of or whatever. So
they say that there's two people behind this thing. It's Greg Daniels, of course, and then Michael Koman, and he was one of the creators of Nathan for You. Have you ever watched Nathan for You?
No, I've never seen that
one. Oh, my God, that's so good. Nathan.
I've been catching up on cartoons I didn't watch when I was
but
a kid.
He is basically a guy that goes in and saves businesses, in a really stupid way. it's very funny. Fielder.
I have to check that out. Fielder.
Yeah. Very good stuff. This announcement basically was Sabrina Impeccatore, which I don't know. She's from The White Lotus. Did not like that. Domhnall Gleeson, who was in Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. I don't know that I'd put that on my resume. But both of them have been cast in this series. It says that Peacock remains the exclusive streaming home for The Office, which, by the way, if you don't have Peacock, a reason to get it for like a month is to go and watch all of The Office episodes that have all the stuff that were cut out of them. Yeah, great watch, because you can actually get surprised by stuff in The Office that you didn't know existed.
Yeah.
So that's really good. But they bought the rights back from Netflix, and so I'm assuming that's where this thing will show up. But all we can do is cross our fingers and hope that it's good. Same deal with New King of the Hill. So, you know, I just thought it was interesting that they're actually casting people at this point.
Yeah, I think so too. That was interesting to see what's going to come of it for sure.
Yeah.
But it does say right here that it is not considered to be a reboot.
Right.
So same thing with King of the Hill as well. It is not
a
reboot.
Continuation.
It is a continuation.
Yep.
So, and that's what this this Office thing is as well.
Stop getting your panties in a wad.
It's a continuation of the universe that already exists.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I hope it's good. If it's good, then the only thing I'm worried about is the humor. Like, you can't do the same humor that you did in The Office. A lot of that stuff wouldn't pass today. So
we'll see what happens. Maybe. I just hope they're not. They don't. You know.
Super politically correct or whatever.
Yeah, I think too much of that's.
Yeah. Okay.
Too much of that's a bad thing.
It is, you know, very much so.
A really bad thing.
I understand not hurting people's feelings, but sometimes it's just a joke. All right. So thank you again for joining us on Friday. We hope that the video came across and that you didn't get too turned off by watching us. And I want to remind everybody that you can go over to Patreon. There's a little $3 a month thing that would really help if you can help us out. Helps us keep the lights on, keep buying SD cards, showing up. Coffee's free here, so it doesn't buy the coffee. But
keep watching us on YouTube, too, we're only 2,000 watch hours away from being, was it? I think it's 2,000 watch hours and 300 subscribers away from monetization.
We'll be good. But remember, you can get the video on YouTube for
Spotify,
Monday, and then also on Spotify. So,
you can go to Instagram right now and watch.
That's true.
No, we're not streaming right now.
Oh, okay. But anyway, thank you guys for joining us. This has been a Friday episode, That Ain't Right episode, and you want to tell them where else they can find us?
Yep, you could find us at bwaaakoth.com, or you could email me at bwaaakoth@gmail.com, or you could go to roguemedianetwork.com/bwaaakoth.
This is from Hank Hill, assistant manager, Strickland Propane. And, this is a guy here in town, right?
Yeah, we're going to start a playlist on YouTube, and all of these Friday episodes will be That Ain't Right.
Yeah.
It'll be underneath the That Ain't Right playlist.
Looking forward to it. All right, guys, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you next time.
We Metanye.
We Metanye, indeed. This has been a Rogue Media Network production.